6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Thursday, the first day of September 2022. Dave Krieger at the Power Hour here, welcoming all of you semi-fascists out there. You're going, what? Did he just call me a semi-fascist? No. No, I'm just reiterating what Joe Biden said, characterizing the philosophy of Donald Trump and his supporters, calling us semi-fascists. Well, you know, sticks and stones can break my bones. I don't know. Will Dave in New York hurt me? Dave in New York, how you doing? Welcome to the show, sir. What's going on?
Hey, good memory. I thought you were going to finish that little routine.
Hey, but tell me about Times Square, man. Is it safe to go in Times Square now?
Only if you're wearing a diaper. Back on the 16th, Judy Mikovits was on with Joyce, and that was the 5th of April 5th of 2016. And of course, Judy Mikovits wrote the book Plague.
Yes.
And, you know, what caused the retrovirus? Boy, you know, now's a terrific time to listen to that. It's also a terrific time, if you've never seen it, the video or documentary Vaxxed, V-A-X-X-E-D.
I have a copy of it sitting right in front of me on DVD.
Yeah. So when you watch that and you see the same faces popping up, the same doctors and everybody that were proven frauds before are the ones that you saw on that TV are up there now doing the same thing over and over again. It's like, you know, a very important thing to see. You know, it's, you know, there were things out there that people did come out and tell you ahead of time, you know, what was going on. And I'm not sure the year of it, but the Prophecy Club. Now, that's been a while since that's been on. But Fritz Springmeier, what a job he did on that. And it's, you know, the title of that, if it's available anywhere, is Top 13 Illuminati Bloodlines and Mind Control. Boy, you want to see a how-to-do-it book? I mean, you know, people now think that because I'm using a pop-up cell phone, just like they have a transponder on Star Trek, you know? And they're thinking about, oh, how far-seeing these people must have been, or how, you know, science is copying Star Trek. No, Star Trek was copying what they planned on doing to you before. You know what I mean? It's all... And so when somebody has their
ashes... by Hollywood.
Yeah, so like the top guy that wrote Star Trek or whatever, you know, has his ashes or whatever sent to the moon.
Gene Roddenberry.
Yeah, it's not because he's a good guy. He was one of the bad guys. You know, and they tell you ahead of time. My granddaughters had to take the meningitis vaccine to go to school.
Oh, no.
I don't feel good about that.
I don't either.
But I also have a member of the family that took those pills or whatever that Pfizer was giving out. When he first signs of COVID, take Pivoxadil or something. And
Not Paxlovid.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's the one.
Paxlovid. So then, yeah, what caused Fauci and Biden to both get relapses of, and same with Dr. Jill, if that's what you want to call her. They all got relapses after taking that.
Yeah, I see a commercial on TV for IP or something. It's where these little kids get, you know, they don't have any immune deficiency, or they can't fight the bacteria, the flu or whatever. But now you look at it and you think about, well, they keep giving them stuff so that they won't have the immunity left. I know I sound like a parrot, somebody else's parrot. But
no, I mean, I just said that this morning, so I don't know. You're not my parrot, because it's your opinion, and I agree with you.
You know, there's one thing, because an update. When I was talking before about that guy out here running, you know, smooching Trump's backside and all, his last name was Patorti, right? Well, he got his patootie kicked. He lost. He had 4,500 votes against 9,000 for the guy that won. And the guy that won, he's a Democrat, and he actually mentioned a republic. Hey, what happened to democracy? What's this guy?
Yeah.
You know?
So, yeah, it comes from the root word Democrat.
And as on a spiritual end of it, Sheila Walsh used to be on a prophecy, not the Prophecy Club, anyway, and she had a song called The Third Cross. Boy, listen to that. I mean, even back in the day, I didn't cry, but my eyes watered because in part of that song, the thief on a third cross, he's being crucified too, and his mother's there watching her baby getting, you know, torn apart. And the angry crowd, save yourself, son of God. And, you know, if he had saved, he could have saved himself, but he didn't. If he had sang that song, if he had, you know, told God, you know, I can't do this, get me out of here, he would have been gone. But we wouldn't be talking about this right now because there would be no Christianity. And Christianity is the only one that they're coming after. They don't care about the Buddhists and all these other people. Wow. You know, it's Christ, people of Christ that they want, and they think they've got to, you know, get rid of them. And
like the book says, Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Yeah, and in that song, the thief on the third cross, forgive them, Father, they know not what they do. And, you know, he felt the love of God or Jesus, you know, giving them, bathing down on him, you know. And, boy, that's what we all want.
You remember what he said, right? You remember what he said, Dave? He goes, hey, you know, remember me when I come up. And
when
he said,
come into your own.
Yeah, that's right. And he says, today thou shalt be with me in paradise, which paradise is not heaven. Paradise is that little, you know, place in between where you're going to find peace no matter what happens. Because, he saw what was happening.
I, you know, like everybody else, and, you know, everybody's listening to you, and, you know, I'm labeled as a bad guy globally or whatever, however they want to do it. But, you know, being that as it may, I never feel as alive as when I am backing up, you know, my Lord and Savior.
Thank you for that. God bless you, sir. We appreciate you, and so does everybody else when they hear words of wisdom and words of hope, because wisdom, according to God, is knowledge applied. My people perish for lack of knowledge. That's Hosea 4:6. If you're listening to the Power Hour, understand that our mantra is knowledge is power. Has everything to do with not understanding where the truth is and trying to find the truth. That's what this show is all about. That's why we appreciate callers like Tom and Dave, because of the fact that, they've been doing some research. They're living it. They're living in it. They're living in two blue states right now. And, you know, if I was living in a blue state, I'd be getting the hell out. I'm sorry. I wouldn't put up with it. I would tell the family, look, you're either for me or you're against me, but we're not staying here another minute. Let some other woke person have our house. We're going to sell it. We're going to make a bunch of money, and we're going to move somewhere where it's cheaper. Meanwhile, the Daily Caller's reporting Pope Francis says we're living through a third world war. Really? Well, I don't know. We're fighting a proxy war, but, you know, there are going to be people like Pope Francis that are going to step over the line. But, you know, Catholics right now are, there's a lot of infighting going on because there have been some bishops that have gone on YouTube and have basically made the claim that you cannot be Catholic and vote Democrat because everything the Democratic Party stands for, that's not what Catholics are supposed to be believing in. But then again, there's a lot of touching going on in the Catholic Church. Mostly by priest, or if you've not been paying attention to that, you take an oath of celibacy, but hey, there's that altar boy. Doesn't he look good? Hey, what would you do for a Kit Kat bar? So you see, this is a real problem we're having because the church is being attacked. The church is the body of believers in Christ. And we're not all teachers. We're not all broadcasters. We're not all board ops. We're not all farmers. You know, all the people that are out there, we each have our own part to play in the body of believers in Christ and blessing other people's lives every day. My wife and I both pray that we have the opportunity to bless other people's lives. You should be doing the same thing. That's part of walking the walk. And it's not like, you know, if you get called by the President of the United States a semi-fascist, or even directly head-on a fascist, which basically means non-communist, you know, it's the same kind of thing that Mussolini was facing, Il Duce. You know, he was facing it. And you get American political leaders like George McGovern on the left and Ronald Reagan on the right, and the mortal enemies like the president of Israel and the Ayatollahs of Iran. And they've all been lumped together under the denunciatory label fascist. So if you want to use the political F-bomb to malign your opposition, what does that exactly say? The same thing as semi-deplorables? Thanks, Hillary, for that one. Hillbillary. You know, these people are all in on this. Anybody that hangs their hat on the Democratic platform is all in on this. Now, should we regard them as anything but a human being that's maybe, you know, sadly confused? Does God say that we're supposed to hate them because they're Democrats? Many of these people are your family members that are woke. They think like, and they've been brainwashed to think like the Clintons and Biden and everybody else want them to think, and Obama. They want them to think like this. You know, I mean, 14-year-old girl torching a Walmart store in Georgia, getting charged with arson. You think she's a Democrat? Nah, a little too young to aspire to that kind of ideology, don't you think? Maybe, maybe not. Do you think, what kind of things they call it, not retribution, but they want to be reimbursed for being a slave, and so I'm going to go in and steal from Walmart and to cover my tracks, I'm going to set fire to the store. You know, I mean, why do they do stuff like this? Why did we have all those riots in 2020 that the Democrats call peaceful protests? Why do we have a double standard of prosecution in this country? Because of the war between Satan and God. And we, the people who are, and just because you have the word Republican somewhere in your philosophical mindset does not make you a bad person. No more than having the Democratic mindset, because there are moderate Democrats that don't agree with the progressives. And they don't like what it's become. They don't like paying high gas prices. You see, they're thinking a lot like us. Hey, how can we conserve when our paycheck is going out the door? We're getting robbed in the grocery store. We're getting robbed at the gas pump. We're going to get robbed in taxes. They got 87,000 IRS agents. Don't think that they're not going to be looking to audit anybody that red flags, including Democrats. Don't think they're not going to be affected. These people know it. They know at some point in time, things are going to come and back up in their neighborhood like a sewer, and it's not going to be pleasant. They just know it. It doesn't matter whether you have a Democrat neighbor or not. And they have a Let's Go Brandon, you know, Biden-Harris yard sign. Doesn't matter. But see, they don't like the fact you have a Trump 2024 yard sign in your yard. And they don't like it because they've been brainwashed into thinking that's a bad thing. Because all of this that has been befalling America hasn't backed up like a sewer into their backyard. This is why Abbott is sending people to Chicago now. And I think we should start sending them to every other blue state sanctuary city and flooding them with these immigrants to show these blue state cities, this is what we're going through here. You deal with it. You're supporting what he's doing. He's not sealing off the border. He's not making people remain in Mexico. He's not doing any of this stuff. He's making our country worse, so you might as well share in our grief. Oh, no, not in my backyard. Sorry, but what's good for the goose is good for another goose. So, more truths from January 6th are coming out. There's a guy named Mark Griffin. He was a Trump supporter shot with a police munition on January 6th, requiring surgeries costing $250,000. He had no intention, when he got to the steps of the Capitol, he was at the police line on the west side of the U.S. Capitol January 6th, engaging in friendly conversation with a cop who was very young and very terrified. Did not want to be there. I mean, Griffin said he saw the look on the cop's face. The cop was freaking out. Eyes were darting everywhere. Panicking, feeling he was going to get shot or any number of things were going to happen to him. He was scared. But here's a guy, Mark Griffin, who's engaging in friendly conversation with officers about why he came to D.C. And without warning, police picked up the metal bicycle racks that were serving as barricades and rushed forward into the crowd. Griffin was sprayed in the face with pepper gel. And realized that all hell was breaking loose, and all of a sudden, boom, thud, Griffin found himself on the ground, dazed and confused. He never even made it into the Capitol building. He had a vague sensation his left leg was injured just above the knee. And all around him, blinding flashes were punctuated by a whump and a crack that knocked people off their feet. People helped him up. He had no idea how bad he got hurt. Whether it was from one of those bean bags, whether it's an actual round, whatever the case may be, he now has to pay for surgeries to fix his injuries. And he was just there to peacefully protest. You see, the right of assembly, last time I checked, was in the Constitution. See how they've taken away your right? And those that managed to get into the Capitol, they're sitting in the D.C. gulag right now in solitary confinement. And they've been there since they were arrested over a year. Where's the trial? I thought we were entitled to speedy trials here in America. I guess not. Not when you got a commie pig for a DOJ. Got the AG, you know. Selective prosecution, folks. One of those things. And the FBI official who has been accused of blocking an investigation into Biden's son and the laptop stepped down this month, according to lawyers representing the official, confirmed to the Epoch Times yesterday. They're saying he voluntarily retired. You see, here's the thing. He wasn't fired. He wasn't forced to retire. He was not asked to retire. He voluntarily did it, according to his lawyers at Morrison & Foerster LLP, big law firm. And they emailed a statement to the Epoch Times saying that. You know, he was an assistant special agent, and the claims were he was escorted out of the office, was walked out of the FBI. Both outlets citing anonymous officials. See, it's always anonymous when they don't have, you know, they want to back that story up. His lawyers say he walked out of the building by himself. Claims to the contrary are false. We don't know. We weren't there. But what we do know is Tim Tebow, who was a special agent at the FBI, was supposedly involved in making sure that the information on Hunter Biden's laptop did not make the media. Cover it up. Social media, everybody. And, of course, other agents and prosecutors are praising him for his service to the country. Uh-huh. But whistleblowers are saying a different story. And, of course, Chuck Grassley from Iowa wants to know the truth. And, of course, what they were saying on the media was that Hunter Biden's junk that was coming out in the media was all disinformation, Russia disinformation. So people wouldn't buy it and they would dismiss it, end of story, because, as you know, we have so many millions of people out there that watch mainstream media, CNN and MSDNC, and believe everything they see. It's getting to the point now with even Fox News, you have to sift through stuff that people say. And every time Tucker, I know everybody loves Tucker, but every time he opens his mouth and says the word democracy, I just cringe. I told my wife last night when he said it, I said, I'm going to take issue with him on the radio today. What is it, Tucker? Hey, somebody out there know Tucker? Tell him I said that. Last time I checked, we were a republic. And please, somebody remind him what words are in the Declaration or in the Pledge of Allegiance. We're not saying it to the democracy for which it stands. Hello. Stop calling it what everybody in Congress is calling it, unless you're referring to something they said. Stop referring to it directly. We don't live in a democracy. We live in a country full of BS and politicians who say one thing to get elected, move to Washington, get their own place in D.C., and become part of the corrupted elite. With the exception of about 50 people who are fighting uphill battles every day and getting nowhere. And that's why they're frustrated. They keep wanting to get reelected, though. They keep going back to the district saying, we need more money. I got to stay in D.C. We need more money. What are we going to do? Donate to our campaign. And it's amazing how the Republicans, I get probably 20, 30 emails a week from Republicans because they got my email address and my phone number because I donated to Boebert's campaign and it gets shared all over the place. That's kind of weird, isn't it? More news and your phone calls after the bottom of the hour break. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Thirty-two minutes after the hour of 12 noon, and Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. All you semi-fascists out there listening, we appreciate you. God bless all of you. And the only reason that I use that phraseology is because that's what Biden called you on TV. Because you're a Trump supporter, or because you're a Christian conservative, or because you might have a little right-wing conservative philosophy somewhere buried in the crevices of your brain. And that makes you a bad person? No, sorry. Not in God's eyes. I mean, didn't they say Jesus was a hellraiser too? He got mad. He got angry with the merchants in the temple. He overturned the money changers. He was making a point. You see, we always are out to make a point. We just want to engage in conversation. You see, here's the thing about Christ when he was teaching his disciples things, even in parable form. He allowed them to ask questions. He allowed them to reason. He gave them the gift of reason. Even if it was spiritual, he still gave them the gift of reason and logic. He gave them the opportunity to stand up for what was right. And if we're to learn anything from all of this, is that America right now is in deep, in a very deep, dark place. And we need to come out of it. And so sharing your thoughts and views and opinions on this show and other shows that you might have access to, as long as it's allowed and freedom of speech is still adhered to as one of the major tenets of our Constitution, take advantage of it. Our phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. Don't forget our Power Mall Labor Day special. You order $100 worth of products or more, you get free shipping on all your orders now through September 9th. Esther in Washington, welcome to the show. How are you?
Today I'm just feeling really lazy, Dave. I've been working hard all week, and I just don't want to do anything.
That's okay. At least you're calling me.
Yes, I am, because I didn't want to call you because I thought, well, this is a new subject, and should I or shouldn't I? And so I just left it for a while, and then, Spirit just kept nagging me. And I said, okay, well, if I'm not going to do anything physically, I can do something mentally. It doesn't take much calories to open my mouth and talk.
That's true, and everybody else wants to jump on the phone because you started something. See what you started, Esther? What's on your mind?
Okay, all right, so You're a churchgoer, right?
No.
You're not?
Okay. Nope.
All right, well...
No, because, okay. See, if you want to... See, here's the adage. I've been to churches before, and let me tell you something. You want to talk about gossip? Best place to find out if you're an investigator? Just go to the church and act all innocent and stuff and just mention somebody's name and listen to all the gossip. And, I mean, they'll tell you everything they... That's why
you're
I don't
go. You're so spot on that. Yes, I know. Okay. Well, I've always been a believer in Yeshua and Almighty God, and many, many people are. And so I attended a local church, and they're very popular, especially with the younger folk, and they do a good business. I mean, what I mean is they help a lot of people. But so I had attended the services for about a year, and then I couldn't take it anymore. And it wasn't the sermons. It was, okay, I would go, and they have it on Wednesdays and then on Sunday morning. And you go and you sit down, and you have a half an hour of the worship team's music. And, of course, the music is, like the big drum set, the bongo drums, the lead guitar, the bass, two bass guitars, you know, the piano, the organ, the tambourine lady, then we
and
have
the vocals.
Two singers. Okay, so these, and I do know that churches and pastors especially are extremely ignorant of the decibel levels that they're pumping out through an electrical thin wave. And when you feel the floor shaking and when you feel the chairs vibrating, you know it's way over 70 decibels. And each state has a state Edna level, which means that they have to keep with indoor concerts. They have to keep within a reasonable level for the size of the building. Now, you go there, and literally, the worship team is, they yell at God for half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody is like, you can't hear people sing, even though they're singing at the top of their voices, because the band is just so loud.
Well, Esther, that's because of the fact that the person that's doing the mixing is ignorant and doesn't know how to mix music properly, because I have been in sound reinforcement for a number of years. I've actually done a number of concerts for various country stars when I was living up in Kansas and had a sound company up there that I would bring in, and we brought in our big 40 by 12 boards, mixing boards, giant boards, and we'd, you know, I'd do Kathy Mattea and Mark Colley and Travis Tritt and all those artists, and got to know them all very well. They're very nice people. But now that's part of the problem. And I kind of likened what you're saying to the guy that drives around in his car with his bass thumping like crazy. That's about the same thing. And you wonder why, when you pay attention to what his car is doing, all that bass thumping in there is loosening every screw in the interior of his car. Do you ever notice that when you drive with somebody and you hear the screws rattling under the dashboard? It's all because of the fact they've been blaring the radio. The same thing is happening to your body. I've been to nightclubs where the bass is jamming so hard that within about 5 minutes, I started feeling sick to my stomach. And you know what? That is a situation called subsonic frequency, and it actually could hurt you.
Yes. And so, and then what these pastors don't know is that sound is magnified three times more and travels seven times faster in water. And all the pregnant ladies there are literally damaging.
I know where you're going with this one.
Their unborn child, their cell structure, and their hearing. And studies have been made that hearing, high-frequency hearing loss with babies that have been exposed to loud, constant noise is very, it's normal now. And then if your cell structure or immune system is low already, and if you're bombarded by these electrical thin waves at a really high pressure, because that's how sound is measured, by pressure, not by the actual noise, then that weakens your cell structure. And then you get cancer, you get all sorts of things, and then, you know, add the vaccine there, oh my goodness.
Oh,
and
yeah,
so
for sure.
And then they're yelling. They're literally yelling at God for a half an hour. You know the new type of singing where if you can yell a song, you're good. You're obviously a rock star. And it is so annoying. It's like I stopped attending because I thought I'm not going to destroy my cell structure and get aggravated. And you know that in a church, you have to go to the head. And I thought, okay, I should just write a dossier on the whole sound and sound pollution, what it does to the body, to the, sensitive hairs in our ears, the whole thing and hand it to him. And yeah, I thought, you, no, what's yeah, the use?
Yeah, yeah. Then you got to wonder whether or not he's going to dismiss it. You're right
well,
about
will,
that. The fact that ministers are just not paying attention. I've got calls stacking up, Esther, but I appreciate you just gave me another reason why I have an issue with going to church besides everybody and their brother sticking their nose in my business. Yes, it's supposed to be a place where we worship, but the thing is the body of believers in Christ necessarily don't fall solely into the churches. Andy in Texas, go ahead. You're on the phone. What's up?
Thanks, Dave. First time caller to your show. I used to call Joyce a while back, so I appreciate taking my call.
Well, thank you so much for thinking of us. What's on your mind?
Oh, I've gotten so many recommendations to listen to your show. I've talked to Alan in Texas. I've talked to Chance in West Virginia. I just had a different repertoire. Now I found your show, and I'm quite excited. I used to catch you late at night after Rents comes on this network, the Global Star Network, and then you would come on as a replay. So that's not what I called for. What I called for was the fact that in the Bible it says, "My flock perishes for lack of knowledge."
Hosea 4:6.
You take it out. Yeah, well, you can take that out of the Bible and say anybody could perish from lack of knowledge. But, I mean, if you want to stay with the spiritual thing. So the thing is right now is we are the people. We are the Paul Revere's. We're trying to get some knowledge out there to these people, and they're rejecting us. But, however, we're also getting exhausted because many of us have been doing this for several years. It's like, how do you penetrate the human mind? And yet, still, right now is the best time to continue to penetrate the mind. We have to double down. We really do, because are we not doing God's work by giving knowledge to people who are lacking knowledge? Is that not part of what, if you're a religious guy or biblical or whatever, is that not something that you should be doing? And even though you're tired and you don't want to do it anymore and you think people are ignorant and they don't want to hear it and they're calling you conspiracy theorist, tinfoil hat wearing person, isn't it still worth our time? Because, I mean, do we really know what we're here on this planet for? But it surely seems like if we want to survive, we're surely going to have to pass this message on that they're killing us. And the number one thing that they're killing us with right now is there's going to be a serious food shortage. And people need to know that. And I think people, that's going to be the one thing that gets their attention. But if we don't get their attention soon enough, it's over with. What do you say, Dave?
Well, Andy, I tell you what. Here's the thing. I'm an ordained minister, too. And people always ask me, well, where are you an ordained minister? And my response is always, the Our Lady of the Sucking Chest Wound. The thing is, and I served during NAM. So this whole situation, knowing what we know, and yes, I get that exhaustive feeling that you're talking about and the fact that we have a duty as Americans. Because we have free will. God gave us that free will. We have inalienable rights, which is something Daniel Miller from Texit brought up the other night in our Dripping Springs presentation. I was there listening to him. And he basically said, look, we have an obligation as Texans, not just as Texans, so to speak, but as American citizens that believe in our Constitution to try to do the right thing with less than 70 days left to the midterms. And you're right. It's frustrating trying to talk to people that don't want to listen. And unfortunately, this is why everybody and their brother is telling me guns, food, and ammo is what everybody is stocking up on. Solar panels, solar generators, pump generators to pump water out of the ground, solar well pumps. I mean, everything that you can possibly think of in survival food. I mean, people are literally doing it because they're preparing because they know somebody's going to happen. I agree with you on the food shortage thing. We've been saying this forever and a day that people need to start growing their own gardens. I'm setting up a greenhouse right now. I'm done with one. I'm getting ready to start setting up a second one after I get done with the doghouse. We're getting animals for protection. Another conversation I had with my wife is even if you don't want to get a dog, nobody said you got to get a German Shepherd or Doberman or whatever the case may be. We had a cat at one time that literally, I was waiting for some guys to show up, some contractors. They said, we'll be there at about 8:30 or 9 o'clock to put your screened in porch in. And at 7:30 in the morning, my cat was on my chest pawing me saying, hey, something's out there. Somebody's out there. And sure enough, the contractor showed up early. Well, they wanted beer money because they were going to a concert. And so, you know, they showed up early and the cat warned me. So it doesn't really matter as long as you've got some sort of warning system, because everybody now is also worried about security, and it's all part of liberty. And you know what Ben Franklin said about that? He that's always worried about security deserves neither. So, you know, when we're looking at stuff, everything you've said is extremely valid to our audience. And yes, we are on a mission right now to educate as many people as possible, because if you're not part of the solution, you are part of the problem.
That's so, and then one last thing, Dave, as far as this politics goes, is it not insane to keep thinking you can vote somebody in to fix your problems? I mean, people need to get up in the morning, look in the mirror and say, hey, I'm the hero I've been looking for, because there's no politician. They'll tell you whatever you want to hear and they'll get elected and then they'll do nothing of the sort, but you'll still stand behind them. I mean, like this Donald Trump. Oh, if we can just get the red wave in this November and then get Donald Trump in the next, you know, it's just ridiculous. It's insanity. Einstein said it best, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. That's going to change things. And we keep doing that. I'll let you go with that. This was a great debut conversation with you, Dave. Thank you, sir.
Well, I appreciate it, Andy. Thank you so much for your words of wisdom and vote of confidence here. And hopefully you'll keep listening to the show. One of the things, I know Alan was trying to call in too. Buddy, call me back. The thing is that, you know, when you're, and I know that you've been, you know, Andy just said he was talking to Alan, so I know that you he was talking to. The thing is word's getting out. And people, there are a lot of people that are very like-minded. Our mission, to be honest with you, is to find the people that are like-minded, because they're all basically sitting around just like we are. And we have our yesterdays that we're lazy and we don't want to do anything, and that's okay. Sometimes it's best, if we don't know what we're doing at that point, to sit and meditate and get revelation and ask God, look, what am I supposed to do today? Am I supposed to take it easy? Am I tired? Then I need to rest. And see, the word retire is only used in the Bible twice, and it means to go and rest and get up the next day and work. Paul was a tent maker. That's right. The Apostle Paul was a tent maker. And so, you know, he retired to his tent and then got up the next day and kept preaching, shared the gospel, wrote letters to the churches. This is what he did, because he had to constantly be encouraging them. Why? Because even back then, they got depressed. They got sidetracked. They fell into a pit. They fell into a rut. They strayed from the flock. This is what they did. It's recorded in the book. And Paul would constantly be writing encouraging letters to the churches at Corinth, at Thessalonica, at Ephesus. I mean, all you got to do is open the New Testament and see all of these letters he wrote. These were letters of encouragement. Pray without ceasing. Gather in the Spirit in the Lord's day. The day that God does the judging. Put yourself in that limelight. Envision those things. Back in 1977, I learned how to speak in tongues. And no, it's not rolling around the aisle like Pentecostals who claim to be slain in the Spirit. I would just love the opportunity to go to one of those church services, and when they roll around in the aisle claiming they're slain in the Spirit, I want to walk up and just kick one of them in the can to see if they wake up. Because I guarantee, if you were slain in the Spirit, if God slew you, you wouldn't get up. So, you know, this is the thing about politics and religion. They're almost working, you know, synonymously with each other. And the thing is that people will say, like Andy, you just said, people will say whatever they can to get elected, to get your vote. Christ said a lot of things, too, and look all the votes he got. There were a lot of people right now in this day and age that have come to know the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ like nobody's business. And see, that's a good thing. Because the more and more people that come to know him as their Lord and Savior, the more people wake up and realize that, hey, we're sitting there looking at, what, 2024, and we need a Savior? Ha, we already have one. All we got to do is put our faith in the right place and move forward on our faith, and we're going to be fine. It doesn't matter whether we have some pompous blowhard in the White House that's going to get on the microphone tonight and start cussing all of us believers And the body of believers in Christ is who I'm talking about here, calling us a bunch of semi-fascists. I really feel sorry for that guy because he truly has no mind. He's lost it. And his sidekick giggles. She has no mind either. She can't complete a complete sentence without laughing. You know, to me, when she starts laughing, it sounds like Satan coming out of her. Same with Hillary. Same thing. People have actually told me that they've had a dream about Hillary, and all of a sudden, here's the head of a snake popping out of Hillary's head. You know, the thing is people are getting revelation. I believe that. I don't know about you, but I believe it. In the meantime, you know, people are worried about the economy, and I understand that. And this is why, you know, Andy, I appreciate you bringing up the food shortage thing again. You know, because everything our callers have to say is valuable to us. Starbucks, by the way, did you know, gets sued over hiring people on the base of their race and ethnicity? Yeah. CEO Howard Schultz and the company's directors in Washington State Spokane County Superior Court got filed against them for racially discriminatory practices, allegations, of course, by the American Civil Rights Project. Negative effects on shareholders, right? National Center for Public Policy Research, a longtime Starbucks shareholder and conservative think tank, aims to end Starbucks' alleged discriminatory practices and hold the beverage company responsible for negative effects shareholders may have experienced as a result of the policy. You see, here it is, clearly, about the money. They're still paying management employees more if they hire on the basis of race and ethnicity until their targets are met, according to one of their spokespeople. Did you know that the tariffs that have been placed on Chinese imports by President Trump have pulled down more than $150 billion over the past 50 months, according to data from Customs and Border Protection? We have a story on that for you under Economy and Business in the upcoming email blast you're going to get for today's show. If you haven't subscribed yet, if you're new to the Power Hour, go to thepowerhour.com. And look for the link to subscribe to our email blast. And it will come to you in your inbox, and you can hear all the things you might have missed. Even in archive form, if you missed the show today, you can go back and listen to it tomorrow. Elon Musk, meantime, is offered Exhibit Q. Yet cranking up the effort to scrap the Twitter deal with explosive new claims. Far-reaching misconduct likely to have severe consequences for its business. He said this in an August 30th filing with the SEC. His lawyers sent Twitter an August 29th termination letter that gives new justification to Musk for pulling out of the $44 billion buyout agreement. We'll see how that plays out in the future, of course. Under science and technology, I know this may prick the ears with a few minutes we have left, Steve Bannon is saying Jared Kushner is a transhumanist, rushed experimental gene therapy vaccine, and bid for immortality. Yeah, and he said this after Kushner said he believed he might live forever. Wow. You got to watch these odd comments that sparked a slew of media headlines in a conversation with former Trump official Richard Grenell. Rick Grenell, he's been on Tucker and Hannity quite a few times. And Kushner said, from the last year, the one thing I've tried to put a priority on since I left the White House was, you know, getting some exercise in. I think that there's a good probability that my generation is, hopefully with the advances in science, either the first generation to live forever or the last generation that's going to die. So we need to keep ourselves in pretty good shape. Well, Jared, I hate to disillusion you. Obviously, you're not reading the Word of God. Matthias Desmond, by the way, was on Tucker Carlson last night, and I started laughing when he came on. I said, I finally get to see him. Speaking of those things, he told us a couple of months ago on the Power Hour, on his book, The Psychology of Totalitarianism, and we've got a big article on that under Surveillance State. That's all part of totalitarianism. They know where you are and what you're doing at all hours of the day and night. And we've got some health articles for you on a study that shows that vitamin B6 can reduce depression and anxiety. And also, for your women who are trying to fight tumors, research is now suggesting time-restricted feeding or intermittent fasting drastically reduces a woman's risk of breast cancer, in part by lowering insulin. There's a good article on that, as well as ultra-processed foods, which are linked to cancer and early deaths, including pre-packaged soups, sauces, frozen pizza, ready-to-eat meals, and pleasure foods such as hot dogs, sausages, french fries, sodas, store-bought cookies, cakes, candies, donuts, ice cream, and many more. Oh, man, you mean I got to give up my root beer float? Darn! Well, there's an article there for you. Read with it. You know, take with it from it what you can. And California, of course, under energy and environment, won't let you charge the electric car if it wants to. It wants to force you to buy. Heard about that. Don't charge that electric vehicle. California is bracing for an energy shortage. Well, where aren't they? There are several stories about California in there and Chinese hackers targeting companies running wind turbine farms. And just when you thought it was safe to set up a wind turbine in your backyard, wow. We'll be back tomorrow. Dave Krieger, we're out of time. But in the meantime, remember this, God loves you, and God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
All heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.